Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Or evening, depending where you are. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go on lecture mode. And I have a few messages I'm going to go through. Okay, so for those of you who participated in this program before and recently added on to the three new calls, we realized we didn't give you an option for a session at the discounted way that we normally do. So that's going to be sent out to you. So that's coming if you're interested. And let's see. Today, we're doing a bit of an upgraded version to our original call with this program that started last fall. Now, you might say, why is this upgraded? Well, it's upgraded because the energies have shifted quite a bit, and all the pieces that have been put together in the programs this past year are synthesizing in the same way we do a soul synthesis. We're also doing kind of an energy work synthesis with everything all coming together. So the authentic heart work that we do in this program, and we originally did in the Restore Your Soul's Blueprint, is going to synthesize in with some of the work we're doing today. The ability of the body to hold the Christos energy is increasing. We're going to go through that today. The way the body takes in the Phoenix light has shifted, and even the quality of the Phoenix light has shifted since I introduced it a few months ago. And we're going to take care of that in the next three calls. We're going to go through all of it. This is a lovely small group, and I have read all of your questions. I think I can probably get to most of them. If I don't get to yours for some reason, just go ahead and resubmit it on the next call, and we'll be able to handle everybody's. Some of you are on 23 days, which begins today, and some of you are on three dolphin weekends instead. It just depends where you purchase the program. If you want to make a shift in that, I am happy to do that for you, but I need to do that today. Obviously, I'm going to edit all this out, so I'm just going to keep this live for a short period of time. All right, let's see what other housekeeping things I need to do. I'm pretty excited about the new energies, and I think you will too. We are moving very fast, evolutionary as a human consciousness, a human being. All of these things are changing, and while we needed our conscious awareness to tap in to many of the processes, sort of to understand how we got where we're going and how to work with our issues that come up, our feelings that come up, our emotions that come up. We're now getting to where we can step more into the beingness and allowing the beingness to do the work for us. And so that, in order to do that, we have to take a further step out of our patterns, the way we see the world, the way we take on energy from other people, the way we create our own energy field. So we're going to be working with what we used to call an aura, which many of us call a Taurus system now, and we're going to be working in a very deep being state. And I'm going to ground everybody in that first. So it goes without saying, anyone who's worked with me before, we're going to work with a new earth energy. And because I know there are some new people on the call, I'm going to bring that in now. If you would get comfortable, as comfortable as you can. If you want to lay down and put a blanket over yourself, you can do that. If you'd like to sit up, if you'd like to walk around, that's fine too. I often walk when I do energy work. First, I'd like you to drop your attention to below your hips and in the hip area, along the tailbone. And for everyone on this program, I'll be strengthening that area now. put your focus there. And if your mind is bothering you, you know, if your mind's kind of going off on subjects, a trick I use is I sort of drop my eyeballs down low. I mean, I really just drop my attention. Okay, good. Some of you are snapping in to that area. We're going to weight the area. So that means you might even feel like gravity as it goes into the earth. And as this aspect of your energy center goes into the earth, in the past we've used like roots. You can go ahead and root into the core of the new earth. This is the new earth energy. It has nothing to do with trauma. The earth isn't carrying that in the new earth. It would be like the highest energy evolution of earth without the trauma that has happened to it. A heaven on earth, a paradise sort of earth healing. Okay, good. Very good. Where you're at one, where you're at peace. You don't have to worry about bringing up any poisons within the earth, any of that. That's not in this energy at all. Okay, so allow yourself to sink deeper. And deeper. Okay, some of you are already getting the spin going. How beautiful. All right. So if you're not feeling the spin, don't worry. Just keep sinking deeper into the earth until you're feeling the calmness. I had a question about source, someone having difficulty finding source, feeling disconnected, all of these things. So source is everything. Source is light. Everything comes from source. So you can connect to source in a grain of sand, what you also call the infinite source, by the way. So in some of my previous calls, you'll hear me using that term quite a bit. Everything is made of it. It just depends how far away it's evolved from source in the fractal pieces that we look at, right? So if I see someone in the authentic heart work who has a great deal of trauma, if I look at that piece of them, if I look at that and I am with it and I be with it and I extend the energy of love, reminding it, that part of yourself, who it is, where it came from, it will inevitably let go of all the false identities and misunderstandings, and it'll go right back to love. And this is true for everything in the universe. Take a deep breath. Let your attentions remain right in the dantian area, right around the belly button or between the hips or along the tailbone area. Some of you are going to go to different places, and that's fine. One of the phrases that I remembered this week when I was preparing for the call is, probably quoting it incorrectly, but it's basically be nothing and then walk on water. Oh, my dog likes that. Okay, so be nothing and walk on water is basically a phrase of how to get things done, how to make things work for you. So that would be letting that core be letting that core be strong in the nothingness, in the know-nothing. And in that know-nothing, what that really means is I am everything. I am the whole universe. So for all the places you got stuck on those two different things, which are the same, knowing everything and knowing nothing, I'm going to go ahead and clean out some energy for some of you. And all the places your mind attaches to what that means. Very good. All right. We're sending a spiral energy up. You don't have to worry about it. You might feel it. You might not. It's okay. But I'm just getting some more movement going for everyone. So many of you have heard me say it depends where you are on the spiral. And when people have said to me, but I did this before and here it is again, we're talking about the spiral flow of energy that moves through us in our journey, in our evolution. We see it one way and then we see it another. We see it one way and we see it another. And there are times we completely evolve out of one certain thing, but almost always we do see it again, even if we no longer react to it. It might be that we just get this little Buddha smile on our face and say, ah, I see that. I recognize that again. That pattern that boomeranged back. But you don't react to it anymore. And when I refer to the spiral in calls and sessions, that's what I'm talking about. Our particular journey, our particular unique journey, and our part of the spiral we're working on, and how it evolves. And take a breath. All right, so I'm going to go through this core part of ourselves where the attention is and clean out more layers. There we go. So I was talking about source earlier, and source is, of course, Earth as well. You know, we get sustenance from Earth. We breathe the air here. It is also our source. Now, we can connect. I meet people who are amazing, who never connect with anything above their head. It's just all in the earth. And then I meet people who can't really connect to earth. It's all above their head. And that's mostly how I evolved. I had to work hard to get into the earth thing. So, and there's also a heart wave. And so there are a lot of different ways people connect to source. Many, many ways. And it can be through anything. And this is how I want you to see the eyes. Through your eyes, that everything is source and everyone is source. Everyone has that spark. And the faster you train yourself to see the spark of light in everything, the faster you are at transforming situations and shifting situations for yourself and giving other people an opportunity to do it as well. Okay, very good. All right. So our field, our energetic field, is sovereign to us, and it's also connected to everything. And you might think, how the heck does that work? And you can go through the body and see how that works. So each cell has its own unique signature as to what it's supposed to be doing. The liver cells don't do quite what the heart cells do. They're sovereign within themselves, yet they are connected to the whole and they interrelate. They're connected completely and they work together in harmony. And this is where we're all trying to go. That's what we're all moving towards. Let's get the harmony back. Let's get the harmonic motion back. Now take a breath. Okay, very good. So as we clean out the lower part of the body, continuing to let go, there are, within the outer parts of the field, I've been feeling this all week, almost mentioned it in Facebook, but decided I'd save it for the call. We are, you know, we're in a time where we're collectively shifting. We're collectively moving things, and how we do that will affect what happens next and how we react or don't react to what's happening next. And one of the big things is misogyny. Now, we were all, if we're a man, we were raised by women who experienced it. We internalize some of that. And if we're a woman, even if we were raised by very aware women, we've all come from that. That's all part of what we're working on. So let's go to all the patterns everyone's experienced, and we're intentionally low in the body right now, and we're going to clear out a lot of shame and love the parts that felt shame. That you couldn't quite ever do enough. And what you did was not good enough. So we've gone through different parts of our history where women empowered were demonized. Women who took on masculine roles or former masculine roles were considered untrustworthy. And then we had women competing with each other to a very negative extent. And that's ingrained in many, many women. We see that in families. We see that in the workplace. And that can leave some harsh, jagged feelings. So let's go ahead and love those parts that are feeling that, or have felt that, or have experienced it. And as we love, let's love all the way through. Good. So just keep loving all the way through. So there's uncertainty in this because there's also a feeling of there's not enough safety. I can't possibly feel safe enough, and who's going to make me safe? This is also part of what we're feeling in the collective, and it's vibrating through many of us. So let's go ahead and love the part that just cannot feel safe enough and is disappointed that they don't feel safe. Where being yourself is dangerous, and you have to modify your identity to get along and survive. Let's love these parts. And when we don't recognize our identity, we generally seek outside of ourselves for someone else to be the one to be the caretaker, the one to handle the problems, the ones for the solutions. So let's love the parts of ourselves that develop these programs. Open your heart and invite all the soul pieces in that have experienced anything we've discussed today that are ready to synthesize with you. Now, if you're new to the work and you haven't developed that heart place, I'd like you to go there now and make a sanctuary. And this is generally the feeling you get in nature around a pet, a beloved pet, a newborn baby, a feeling of deep content, accepting love. Everyone has experienced it to a certain extent, some more than others. All of us could use more of it. And this is what, when I discussed deep acceptance, this is what we're talking about. Not acceptance where I'm going to take this crummy whatever that's handed to me, but a deep knowing. Just a deep knowing. And knowing that love is beyond everything. And if you look at it deep enough, there's always love. Everything goes back to that original state. And with that, I'm going to bring in more Christos energy. If you're still kind of working on grounding, I want you to go to the core of the heart of the earth and be there. And what happens there is also true for your heart. All right. I'd like you to tap in. After you get your sanctuary built, the beat of your heart, and the beat of your heart is a little bit like giving and receiving, giving and receiving. I put out and I receive. I put out and I receive. And how this works in the field is we take just a seed, like a mustard seed, and we put it within the field, this little seed of energy, which is light, and it circles within our field, and it works within our spiral, and it's going to come back. Whatever we put out comes back, and it will just keep working through all the fields of energy. The cleaner and clearer your field is, the faster it comes back. The less baggage you're carrying, the faster it comes back, because it's not having to go through all the geometry of the things that are out of alignment with us, or that we have also created. It's out of alignment only that it's not working as fast as you want, but it's working exactly the way it's designed. The things we set up within the field are there. So we're talking about taking energy and shifting it back to what we truly want. And we unintentionally create things that we actually don't want. And we're talking about raising our consciousness to get what we want and letting go of all the patterns that have us feeling stuck, emotional, reactive, in blame, in shame, and feeling disempowered. And when we have a lack of energy, there's always a level of disempowerment. So for all the things I've talked about, I'd like you to put your attention on your heart again. And let's go ahead and bring into your field all the aspects of yourself that are ready, to integrate, to sync up, to synthesize. I'm streaming that energy through, the crystal's energy through, to assist you with that level of full acceptance. And here we go. I'm going to go quiet for a little bit just so I can make sure everybody's got it. Here we go. I'm clearing off the part of you that feels, for some of you, who feels that you cannot feel differently than you feel. And a question you can ask yourself when you're, you know, doing your own work is, you know, if you're feeling disconnected, well, what if you did feel connected? And just flip it on yourself. And then you can go to the feeling of what it is if you did feel that and therefore you've adopted it. It is like flipping a switch, and we're always finding places where we're not very fast at flipping that switch or shifting the energy that we're putting in the field to create. Very good. So what if you did have energy? What if you did have enough? What if you did feel beautiful? What if you felt love? And I want you to feel all of those things. Very good. Very good. Some of what is coming up is people were told that this is what love feels like, but it isn't. And this is true. I've discussed it before, but it's always worth remembering that just like there's some languages where a snowflake has like 50 different definitions and meanings. There are that many words for it. Love is very much like that. So oftentimes we think, oh, I'm just going to love it. And if you're feeling that cynical part of you come up or that feeling abandoned part come up, that's because we're not bringing in the highest level of love. And so I'd like to invite everyone to flip that switch and allow that highest level to be there. Not the one that's sad, not the one that has this other, but we're going to bring that in and allow it to meet the part of you that feels sad, abandoned, different, isolated, rejected. Here we go. Allow that energy to be in your heart. Good. Good. And all the way through. And I'm going to spin this through the field for everyone, so it should affect everything spinning in there. So this is going to work at least 7 days. No matter when you listen to this call. Here we go. Excellent. Very good. Okay. So this is the yummy feeling of the new earth. Just flip that switch. Go right to it. You can always listen to something if you're having a sense of not being able to find it. But I'd like you to get to where you can just go there. Just go there. Oh, I noticed I'm not in my place. I'm going back. I'm going there now. All right, good. Our next is we're going to go to equanimity. So we're balancing that core part of us, the heart. And you can go to the third eye area of your head or just above your head, wherever that feels right to you. And we're going to bring in some nice equanimity for everyone. Repairing of the mind and how it relates to the brain and the nervous system. So about 25% of you that feel frayed, this energy will help you. The rest, you're going to need to ground more and allow this energy to be there. All right, so some fear has come up for some of you. So I'd like you to go to your heart while I'm working on your head and allow the parts of you that are feeling afraid to be embraced by divine love, pure, unconditional love. Here we go. Invite the parts that are feeling afraid to feel this love and to return to it. Some of you have hidden these parts of yourself a long time, like it's not right to feel afraid, so you push that part away, but it's always active in your field. So let's go and integrate that into wholeness again. So let's love this part. Very good. Just keep loving. There's actually like plasma. I don't have a better word for it, so I'm going to call it plasma. It's like a plasma energy that goes around. This is part of our creation work. That goes around the geometry of how we create different patterns. And So I'm going to go in for all the places where you're ready, and this isn't something you would force. It would always be something that would be ready to reintegrate, holding patterns that are ready to let go of. It's just a different way to integrate, to go directly to the plasma encasement of it, and go ahead and pull that back to your core and allow the freedom of the emotional pain, the physical pain, the part that believes that you really are stuck. Good. So I'm just going to stay with this while some of you are clearing out old things, and I'm sending that off to light for its next evolution. In our store, many of you have already found this, but some of you haven't, we have the endocrine package. The endocrine package is going to have the pancreas added for those of you who have it. It's coming soon. The endocrine package has a way to work with all the endocrine centers, but it's also rebuilding the plasma of the body. It's the first stage for the evolution of the body. And that's a little bit with what we worked with today. But if you want to really work with it, continue with that or pick that up. Okay, very good. Very nice. Okay. So one of the questions I had is sometimes I connect to source through my core and I don't feel it. That's because you're feeling other things that are not your core. So for those of you who've had this experience, and I have too, it's an important one to have a solution for. Go ahead and put your hand on your belly or your core or some part in your center. And with your hand there, we're just going to love through all of these parts, all the interferences getting right down to you. And you always know when you get all the way down to you, it just feels easy. It feels like your body. And you'll find it's mostly neutral, just waiting for the next thing, waiting for what you give it to do. And a nice thing to give your body to do is to operate in its infinite potential. And we're going to get to that. Okay, so let's go ahead and ask the body to delete all parts of it. Programs that are interfering with your direct access to your core, to your body. Good. Oftentimes, if we come through, an abusive family or a difficult family or a tortured family, we don't have a natural respect or love or caring for the body. It's something that some of us have to, pay attention to a little more until it becomes more natural. And the things that keep you from feeling that through experience are right there. And it becomes a habit to carry these things. So we shift that habit through loving all the way through. When we know where we're going, we're going to have to know where we're going. So we're just going to place our hand on our core and love through all of those layers. Some of you have 3 layers. Some of you have got 7 layers. One of you has 12 layers. Just love all of them and allow them to move off. And getting all the way down to the core, all the way down. Very good. Very good. All right. All right. So one of the things that we said we're going to work on today, releasing fear, empower yourself, balance wholeness for an effective life. And we're kind of doing that in spades. We're giving you a stronger way to do that. And we're going to neutralize shame, blame, inadequate feelings, and abandonment and self-hatred. Now, when we're very young, we often take these in from our family. We come in with these sort of plasma, geometric ways that we adopt through them. And they're what our parents took in, and they're teaching us how to be an earthling, so to speak. They're teaching us how to be a member, and we absorb it. We just take it all in. So we're going to do this a bit more in next weekend's call, but right now there are certain ones that we take in that we're going to begin with. So any remaining shame or blame, we're going to move that out of your field now that came in through the ancestry and that are still circulating within the field in a way that slows you down, that does not function the way you want it to function. So often we can get frustrated with our progress, but we want to set that aside and we want to go right into the love, that high level love. Let's do that. And those of you who want to play along, go ahead and ask a geometric feeling, or maybe you see it in a symbol, come forward and let's love. Here we go. Some of you are cleaning out walls in the heart. Okay. It's love. Good. And we're going to put ease. And we're going to run this through the whole quantum field. So some of you are new to my call, so I'm going to go ahead and just sort of update you. Just do a general update. Those of you who've been on many, we're just going to kind of bring this in. So through all the quantum field, we're adding the Christos energy and the alignment of the deeper grounding and the deeper awareness that we took on today. We're clearing out. I'm still feeling some shaking, like something outside yourself is going to get you. And some of us have this feeling. So the part of you, those of you who are vibrating here, and it's very big in the collective right now, so it's you're vibrating with what strengthen you to the collective experiences and smooth that out on the other side of the field and how that's running through where you've taken it on. So what if when there was a reason that you should, you know, drive north instead of south, you know, as an intuition as to being in the right place at the right time for yourself, what if you just had that knowing and you did it and you didn't have to take on a whole bunch of fear in order to get that information? What if the information you took from the collective was not their fear? You are able to immediately tap into the love you have and offer it as an option for them to remind them that they also are love. And if you're interested in a new paradigm for our planet and humanity, this is it. These are two ways we get there. To have the knowing and we act on it. We don't have to be reactive or take in what other people are feeling and experience it as if it is our own, which we're all taught to do. And some of us take in the pain of others to protect them or ourselves. And so for all those patterns, let's go ahead and love those free. All right, I feel someone's really kind of wrestling with a part of themselves. I'm just going to go deeper into the love for you. Disentangling other people's patterns that seem so important, but no longer are. Okay, and strengthen everybody to the identification of your authentic core energies. And everything in the way of that will go ahead and delete and reset. Okay, so some of you are kind of losing your rooting a little bit, so let's go back to the bottom part of our bodies and allow that weight to be there. And I don't mean like a fat weight. I mean like a gravitas, like you have like a meaning. So this is our core. This is what, you know, we've referred to as the biocomputer, but this is also the part of ourselves that is the I am presence in its most evolved place. It's the deep knowing. And when we marry that to the Christos or the Christ consciousness, and I don't mean like a person who lived a long time ago. I mean like where that vibration came from, the origination of that energy, which is very crystalline, it's very loving, and it's the doorway to all the other places that we go. Can you get to those places without going through that doorway? Why, yes, you can. But it's never as comfortable for the body to do so. Here we go. Okay, so some of you sat down a little deeper with that, and I'm just going to do some clearing. I'm going to go to the nerves. Some of you expressed frayed nerves or symptoms that were just frayed nerves. So I'm going to go in and clear, strengthen the plasma around calm, decisive, knowing, we have something in my yard. Hang on. All right, everyone. So let's get in. I had another question about clutter and cleaning out and rearranging the environment. And I'm just going to go deeper into that. We've discussed that a little bit in other calls. But so if you're living... if you're not able to get the energy up to kind of clean or change something, what's happening for you is you're immediately going into an exhausted feeling of everything around you and your surroundings. So we're going to strengthen everyone for exhaustion who might be feeling it. The part that is just still holding on to some old emotions. You've made progress, but, you know, there's some part that's protecting an old emotion. And that's okay. We're just going to keep loving that part that's protecting. And then we're going to love the old emotion inside of that. And we're going to, the more we love it, the more we free it. And just love it a little bit more. So when you look at your surroundings and you want to be calm, knowing, and decisive, calm, knowing, and decisive. I want you to think of those three words when you have to, you know, when you're ready to make some shifts. I am calm, I am knowing, I am decisive, and those things work together. Because what's happening is we're tapping into our emotions about things. When we're talking about other people's stuff, sometimes that's the hardest for us to deal with or to decide to let go of. It's because we're tapping into how we think we're supposed to feel or how we do feel about it. But if the calm, the knowing, and the decisive part doesn't really resonate with that, then it is something you're going to be letting go of to feel the most at peace and calm. And just like when we free things in our energy field, when we free things from our living environment, we also expand our consciousness. We have more space for something else that we want. You can think of the Taurus field, it's almost like you're the core of a washing machine and these things are circulating around you. And what did you put in? What is that mustard seed that you put in this field? And is it chaos? Is it something that you're carrying from the past? And the more that you contemplate this and kind of get to know this, the more you decide that you want to shift it and make it clearer and cleaner. And the more it's okay to let go of feeling less than. So for those of you who are still feeling less than, let's go ahead and love those parts that are feeling that. Okay. I'm going to go through some questions that I got for everyone, and then I'll take some callers. And I'd like you to just be with this as much as you can so that when you ask the question, you know, you're in your calm, decisive, knowing place as much as you can, because that's what we're wanting to get to. It's okay if you're not, but allow that to be true for you if you can get there. All right, so let's go to a question about can we talk more about clearing and sovereignty in relation to wholeness? And this is generally, the question comes up because we feel more attached to the integration with others than we do with our own sovereign space. We're not quite comfortable with it. And they're actually all the same, but they all work together. That sovereign, knowing, decisive, calm part of yourself that knows if you were a heart cell and other people were other parts of the body, what is your function? What is it that is for you to do? What is your truth? What resonates for you? And sometimes we can spend decades resonating in one way, and then we flip that switch and we're resonating a different way. And that means it's almost to me like raising up an octave out of the spiral. You know, we've just risen. We've just moved into another part of our multi-dimensional knowing of ourselves, and we can be something a little different. And with that, I'm going to ask anyone who would like to integrate a part of their multi-dimensional self, which could be anything, that will kind of upgrade your core, just go ahead and allow those parts to come back in and love them. And quite a few of you are doing this, and thank you for that. Okay, the question is, how do we really understand sympathy and compassion? So I used to talk about like spiritual compassion, not to raise up a sense of sympathy to a spiritual compassion, but it's almost like you have to go higher than that now. You just have to hold that Christos energy for yourself and also for other people. This is how everybody becomes equal, when everyone remembers their sense of who they truly are and where they came from, which is light. the light takes so many different trips. You know, it's a trippy place. We go in and we, you know, we decide to forget all about our light and experience devastation. And then we always come back. It's always a round trip ticket in our soul journey, in our daily life, and in our lifetime. Some people take turns which seem pretty difficult and dense. But they're doing that for a purpose, too. And that's when they turn on their light, it's going to turn on the light of other people around them. There's usually reasons for it in patterns that we may not recognize yet. And it's very simplistic to put it in a good versus evil or light versus dark. There's so much more in it. That's just kind of one way of explaining it, our choices. You know, when we think about when we teach children things, you know, you want to make the good decisions. You want to do the best for you. And because we want our children to be really good. But sometimes parents don't want their children to be as good as they are or to compete with them. So then we have these complex layers built within what we think love and acceptance is. And the only way I know to transcend that completely is to go back to the unconditional, pure, loving, which I call Christos energy. You can call it whatever you'd like, but just allow that to come in and it just begins to transform it. Some of you are moving more out of the heart, so I'm going to stay with that. Okay. So before I go to more questions, just going to take a deep breath, everyone. I'm going to do some aligning within the core for this new vibration, this more expanded vibration. When you have the Christos very strong, we're going to allow some of that Phoenix light to begin to come in, which is, how do I describe this? This is like a life force energy for the evolution of the body. And for those who've been on that with me before, this might look a little different because it has evolved. Here we go. It's an intelligent energy. It only goes where you're allowing it to go. If you see it go everywhere, then you know you're ready. And where you see it not expanding, that you know that there's more that you're clearing out in that area. And you may not see anything. You might feel it or sense it. Or just feel good, or just know. So some of you are feeling resistance in the belly, so I'm going to go to more belly resistance and delete that. It's very intimidating to think of yourself as a light being when you take it from reality and out of like a fairy tale. There you go. All the parts of yourself that resisted being who you are. That are very attached to being like other people you're not. And they're attached for you to be like them. Okay, good. Good. I'm going to let this flow and go silent. So everyone just keep breathing and feeling into that alignment. Okay, I had a question about when I try to tap into source, I have a sense of, you know, it triggers all the traumas, which, so if you're bringing in the love, it may, you know, all the traumas may be showing up so they can get the love. So it is like peeling an onion, but it's also loving through everything. And when you're in the midst of a big shift, there's a lot to love through. And so, especially those of you who've been on my calls for a while, there's a lot to love through because we stir it up, we get it in motion, and then we love it, and we transform it, we transmute it, and you just go a little deeper. Now, what if it's the same thing coming up over and over again, and it feels identical, we haven't loved through enough. We have more we're going to love. So that means we need to strengthen the capacity for that Christos energy, for that light to get deep, deep, to touch that part that doesn't feel it's worthy. It almost always comes down to it feels the separation. It doesn't remember who it is. It feels shame. It feels like it can't be actually seen in the light of day, and that hiding is the safest thing. So let's love all the parts that feel like hiding, that didn't realize you could amp up and expand that energy. So let's do that now. The secret is to love everything that comes up. And a day that you're loving everything that comes up is magnificent because you are closer and closer. A day that nothing's coming up, you're basically in a little bit of a holding pattern, or a period, like a plateau sort of period, and you're integrating more and you're feeling more. And when nothing is happening, sometimes an awful lot is happening on the inside. So it's just where you are in the process. And they're both very good. They're both working for the same thing. They're just doing it in different parts of the spiral, if as you see the energy flow through you. Okay, keep loving. Okay, so I had another question. What's the best way to address sabotage patterns on the path to wholeness? And that is to love the part that's sabotaging. Just love it. Just keep loving it and loving it and loving it. We are all one, but we all have our own core. Okay, so for those of you who are feeling something is wrong with me, let's go to the part that feels like something is wrong with me. The part that feels a little discouraged probably is the part that doesn't want you to feel completely discouraged. So keep loving that part. And for those of you who don't know, if I'm talking to someone else or addressing someone else's question, and just keep loving yourself, because there's generally some part of it that may also be something you can also address for yourself. Okay. So I had another question. I'd like to help learning to listen to my body and what it needs. I talked about that a little bit when we were talking about the hand on the belly in the beginning. And then the question is, the statement is, so much of my life I have ignored in favor of comfort eating and being lazy. Okay, so that's judging comfort eating and laziness. So let's go ahead and love the part that judges everything you ate and lazy. Lazy could also be rest. So there's something about calm and comfort food that work together for most people. And so the more we get into our own calm, we're able to choose whether, you know, what the body really wants. Our own centered, knowing, decisive, calm state. Very good. Very good. Okay. All right. So I did have a question. Someone felt like they were mistreated at work. I want you to love the part that feels this. First of all, congratulations that you were able to say, you know, I'm feeling mistreated. So that, let that be a neutral statement, which means just allow it to be true. And maybe it isn't true. Maybe it doesn't have to be true. And so when we kind of expand the option of that, we can go in and we can love the part that's feeling separate, made different, sabotaged, disrespected. When we go into disrespected for you, there's a lot of energy on it. So keep loving all the parts that feel disrespected. Now, to work with that feeling, we go into more core energy, that core knowing part of ourselves. Okay, very good. All right, so I'm going to go check and see whose hand is up. Nobody's? Oh, hi, Colleen, your hand.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
I'm okay. I just was able to get in today, so
okay.
I'm so glad.
Oh, good.
Oh, this is fantastic. Perfect timing. I had a week of physical diarrhea. About 2 o'clock every morning I wake up and it's like an acid reflux that comes up through my throat and burns. And I've never had that in my life. And then my right leg goes to sleep when I sit for more than 10 minutes. So I don't know what's going on. And I was just wondering what you could check in on that.
Okay, so how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling, well, since you've been doing everything, I'm feeling a lot better.
Good.
I know I've
good.
Been more emotional than usual too.
Right.
I think picking up on the collective also. Plus, there's
yeah.
a lot of things that I'm dealing with. So, but
you're
at
doing
the same
a lot.
Time,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm doing a lot. So I was just wondering, on a physical basis, am I releasing? Is that a sign of release? And is that positive? Or pull it in.
Okay, so what I'm getting is there's a lot of adjustment going on. Like, I mean, just a lot of adjustment. The capacity of energy, what you're putting out, a bit of pressure you're putting on yourself, and everything's trying to readjust to the new life that you're making, because you're changing your life in almost every aspect of it. So
yes.
that's what's going on, particularly with the reflex. And then we also need to tighten the energy a bit. Reflux happens for many reasons. Sometimes it's eating too late. Sometimes it's the gastroesophageal junction is too loose. And so, you know, we can consciously continue to tighten that. Positions within pillows, I feel like you're not – something's changed in the way you sleep or how you sleep or how many pillows or how elevated or something. Is that shifted?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, that's part of it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So should I have more pillows? Should I be higher or
generally
on the pillow?
Yeah, being higher often helps with that. But there is a looseness within that junction. So if you can just put your attention to that's this is the very bottom of the esophagus where it goes into the stomach, and just go ahead and feel that junction just sort of closing and closing and closing. Because sometimes when we get you know, when we're carrying a lot of emotional stuff, the junction mm-hmm. cannot operate the way that it did at one time. Also, spicy foods and things, eating late at night, if just sometimes brings it on,
okay.
too. So you want to give yourself a good 4 or 5 hours between eating and laying down. Okay, so that's that.
Sure.
So let's go in there and start clearing off for you and everyone else having a digestive thing between the esophagus and the stomach. And so we're just going to clean that off for you and for other people so you can get down to the body doing its job. The body always wants to do its job. It's just the way our emotions interfere with it. Okay, so there's some layers going. I'm feeling more strength coming in. All right. So also you've had some sabotage. So you're kind of used to things not working out. Like, and you put this horrific energy into getting all these new things going. Just a huge amount of energy. Really the old prime the pump in spades. Is that correct? And that's really kind of bringing up that sabotage energy. So as much as you can, just keep dropping into your core and making your choices, what to do, what not to do from there. Because all the old sabotage is coming up and stirring the pot more than it needs to be stirred. There's other ways to do that. And make these decisions from deep in your body, I feel.
Okay.
Like deep, like from your belly button. It's always the most discerning part. Always more discerning than when an open-hearted person. It's always going to be more discerning. And when you're taking on too much of yourself, you're going to be, you know, it's going to be a little different, especially when you're going, you know, you're in love. So go ahead and do that and see if that helps in getting things off your plate that don't need to be on the plate and keeping you out of situations that stir things up. And, of course, keep loving everything that comes up. All right, so your right leg, huh?
Yeah.
It's all the way down the leg?
Yes, it's all the way down.
I'm going to strengthen your spinal cord to your leg. I'm also getting a little, you know how people have that saying, I give my right arm for? Your right leg took over that phrase. And it's the sense that there's just not enough, there is not enough. So not enough energy, not enough help, not enough whatever, not enough time maybe. Keep loving that part. Okay, there was a shift there.
Yeah.
All right. And so also strong belly helps the back. So another reason to have that attention low in the belly. Okay, good.
Okay.
100%. All right. Now, the digestion, that is just pure nerves, I feel. There's not bacteria. There's not viral.
Right.
Strengthening everything. Okay. Will I be accepted? And can I pull this off? I want you to love those parts that feel that. That doubt. Think you might be being set up. And everyone else can do this as well. Okay, so as you love that, go ahead and allow that to come into the heart, those parts of yourself. And allow that flow to be there that we played with a little bit earlier, the giving and the receiving beat of the heart. So here's what, the other thing that happens with you, Colleen, you keep going, and you don't stop to get the full in-breath again. You're not renewing yourself before you make the next choice. Sometimes you collapse emotionally, but you haven't gotten that new energy to do the next thing. So then it gets a little more frantic. Have you felt some more frantic energy in the last month or two? Yeah, that's what that is. That's you're not going into that deep repair place enough. And you need more of it, of course, when you're changing every single thing in your life. How are you feeling now?
Much calmer.
Good. So you'll get this, we'll activate this after the call, and then you can do that first part of the call again. That deep, deep, deep grounding is good for you, right now.
So the diarrhea also, that's an effect with everything else going on.
It is. It's frayed. It's ungrounded. It's the more you ground in, it's that frantic part of the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel that frazzled thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, love that part that feels frazzled. Like someone walking around in circles with their head on fire sometimes, you know, just put ahead a lot of those parts that are feeling that. Yeah. Keep loving. Good. All right, so I want to strengthen that geometry I was talking about earlier, knowing and decisive and calm. And let's run that through all the quantum parts of you.
Great.
And if I add more to this polygon, we'd add the infinite. And love. And so this is a very life force within your cells activating. So it's your cells, it's the quantum, it's the atoms. It's going through your fascia, it's going through your blood, and this is for everyone, going through the muscles, going through the skin. So imagine if that was true for you. Every cell of your body carried calm, decisive, knowing, and love. What was the other one? The infinite.
Infinite.
Now, just couldn't get better than that. When you're talking about your own sovereign knowing. And so with that, we can activate just a tiny bit more for you and everyone else of the Phoenix Light. Here we go. There's another drop coming in, the crown for everyone. Rolling right down the spinal cord, the core, going into the nerves, activating the life force. So this is how creation works. This is how evolution works. This is the metamorphosis of the physical body, the mental, and the spiritual. Very good. It was a pleasure to speak to you today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so looking forward to the next 21 days.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello there, 508.
Hi.
Hi.
Taking my call. So I'm finding that with all this energy work, I'm hiding and constricting everything instead of allowing it to flow and move. And I especially feel it in my upper body, neck.
Okay. Okay. So first of all, congratulations. You noticed what was going on. And so all of this energy work and you're hiding and contracting, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to the part that's hiding and contracting. When I was a little girl, I used to hide in closets. It kind of feels like that to me, kind of like it getting really small and invisible. Let's get in there, the hiding. So when you hide, you take your pain and you turn it inside. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to the part that has decided to take the pain and turn it inward and love those parts. And as we love those parts, the energy begins to move out. So can you get a feel of that, that part that's turned inward? I want you to grab that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have it. All right, so let's breathe into it. And as you exhale, I want you to let it expand. So your inhale is bringing that crystal synergy, that love into it. And as we exhale, it's expanding. For you, you turned in, it feels like a family of origin stuff. So I'm going to strengthen you to that and disentangle that energy from the part that's hiding. Opening, expanding, loving. Okay, now also, you're operating on two fields. You have an upper and a lower field, and I'm going to go to the upper one and spin that for you a bit. Sometimes when we're contracted, if we put a counterclockwise spin on something, it assists releasing. And when we move clockwise, what we want to do, this is North America, I think it may be the opposite in South America, you go ahead and you take in the love. Okay, I'm going to take that same thing that we used for Colleen, and we're going to put that in you, the way we did for everyone before. But we're going to add a spin to it and clear. Quite a bit leaving. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling that just the tightness in my neck, shoulders, and pain in my hands.
Okay, so has anything shifted?
It feels a little more pronounced, so I guess that might be good.
So it's getting worse, you mean? Like
yeah.
More? Okay, that's a shift. So let's go ahead and stay with it. You want to give it a number for me? 1 to 10?
So it's between 6 and 4, depending on the site.
All right. Tell me which is the most painful, most tight?
Along my spine, from the middle of my back, shoulder blades up to my skull.
Okay. So I want you to keep loving that part that's feeling that tightness. So you're thinking about it more than loving it. Can you switch that to pure on love? I've done that too, where I'm so busy trying to figure it out, I'm experiencing it rather than shifting it. So you only need just a dot, just a tiny, tiny knowing by the experience, and then flip to the shifting.
I'm not sure I know how to do that.
Imagine a switch in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the one position of the switch, the down position of the switch, is experiencing the pain.
Yeah.
And flip it up like a light switch. And with that in your core, you're shifting it to love, to loving what's happening.
Okay.
There you go. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
Natalia.
Natalia, how are you doing? So I'm running this energy up and down your whole spinal cord now. So part of what's going on is also in the mid-back. So I'm moving through, and this is for everyone on the call. Let's go ahead and move energy up and down all of the vertebrae. There's some physical experiences of feeling crushed.
Well, I think that's emotional, too.
Let's go to that crushed feeling and love that.
Makes me want to cry.
Perfect. You know you've got it when you feel that. Those are the breadcrumbs. So just go ahead and love that part that feels that. You know, it's funny because some people have experienced such amazing love that it feels like it crushes them. And other people have felt love that's just not quite love that feels like it crushes them. So it's, and for you, your body's taken all of that in. And so we're just going to love all the parts of the body that are holding that. Okay, I'm going to go to your numbers. What number are you now?
Well, my neck is down probably to a 3, and my hand is down to a 2.
Okay, good. So let's keep going to all the areas that feel crushed by love, the wrong kind of love. Layer of acceptance coming in. Okay, tell me what's on your mind now. What's coming up now?
I just feel like it's moving, that I get more different spots.
Okay.
So we added the tailbone to the mix.
You know what? That's awareness. So flip the switch. Love that. Flip the switch in all the places. Good. But the pain has gone down, and that's good.
Yeah.
Tell me about the crushing feeling.
It's lessening.
Okay, so lessening. Let's get neutral, too. Feeling crushed, not feeling crushed. So the part that's resisting feeling the crush, let's go ahead and love the part that feels the resistance to that.
I think there's a part of me that resists letting it go because it's been there for so long.
Part of the identity. We don't know how to move on. So you want to go to your switch that says, I'm ready to move on versus I want to be stuck?
Mm-hmm.
Flip that one. It's a little scary. Love the part that isn't sure. So let's delete all the limitations, all the self-limitation, and love all the parts that feel very comfortable with the limitations. Okay, there's a part that decided that was very comfortable hiding in that limitation. Limitation is always a way to hide. Mm-hmm. So let's love this part. You have some soul pieces that are going to integrate with this one, so let them come in. Okay, there's more coming in. Very good.
Aliveness is coming in.
Some what?
Aliveness.
Yes. I'm so glad you said that. That's what our whole call is really about. Life force is moving stronger. So I think you're just kind of, you're getting updated. So sometimes that happens on this. Like I'll do a lot of energy and there's like a delay of how the consciousness understands it. And I think that's part of what's happening with you.
Okay.
You're really rearranging there. So thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking to you today.
Thank you also. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Megan, 661.
Yes, hi, Sherry.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, I'm doing really well.
Good.
First of all, I want to thank the problem I've had with my hip, which is the piriformis muscle, for all the wonderful things it has made me discover in the last 6 months. And I'd like to see if I can find an elegant way to let it go. And I thought maybe you could scan and see if there's some more onion peel layers we can get off there.
Okay. So was this the right side?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me how it feels. Is this tight?
Right now, I'm not feeling anything now. And
okay. Okay, so this is what we need to do, strengthen what you're not feeling now, right? Tell me how
that's
it feels now. It feels relaxed? Painless?
Yes, it's definitely painless.
Okay. So we're
feel like there is a block. The phoenix energy is not being allowed to go there.
Oh, okay, so that would be... So the reason that doesn't happen is because it's just showing you there's something else there. So,
right.
Okay, so I'm getting this now. So the left side is very different than the right side in that part of your body. So I'm going to go in and we're going to get more love. And we're going to love out the programs that aren't quite you in that area. They're adopted programs. Someone else's programs. Someone who is I'm getting a son. I'm getting a husband. Okay, moving all that out, letting you in there. It's going to come in. Megan?
Well, this one being triggered something. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah. It's okay. It's a pattern you're holding that's not yours. Sometimes when we're really tangled up and trying to get something done, underlying all of it is something that's not even ours to solve. It's just something we've adopted. And so
it could have just been a pattern of one of my kids, not even mine, or...
Yes, exactly. And then you pile your stuff on top of it. So then you have to go through all the stuff that's yours, and then you get down to someone else's pattern. So right now, that phoenix is going in there now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so sometimes we love people. So this is, again, we're talking about the different types of love. We love someone. We adopt their pain. And it is a bit of a shift to get to where I love me, they love themselves, I love them in their highest light, and taking on their pain, what we want to do is magnify the light between people rather than taking on the pain. It's like a game of hide and seek, who's going to take this pattern next, you know? And
okay.
But we want to give everyone in our life the ability to have those opportunities to transmute their own stuff. And sometimes we just merge because we love people, you know. We just inadvertently grab it. It's not a big plan. It just happens. All right. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So we have another. See here. 412. Who's this? Hello? Area code 412. I don't have a name on your call. I just have your number. Are you muted? You might have to unmute yourself. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and move on then to 312. Hello there.
Hello. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, who's
this? Hi, this is Simona. Hi. Nice to hear you again. I really miss you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've been here since the medical essential.
I'm so glad you're with us.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm back. So, Sherry, in the meantime, I divorced. I'm in the process of buying a house, and now this call was divinely coming.
Okay.
I'd like to know if you can help me with some guidance how to work with the thing. So I divorced I didn't ask anything for my husband. Still the judge asked him to pay the full child support, which I don't think he's happy. Mm-hmm. And my son is almost 12 years old. He loves his dad a lot. And this week, days ago, happened an incident that I don't know how to work with my son for that. They were preparing to go camping far away.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex-husband picked him up and was very late. I know he was tired. I know how he is. And he was tired. He was a little bit irritated. And next day they were ready to go. And they called me back in an hour that I find out he was calling me that he doesn't like so much to go camping, which I know that my son likes it, has, mostly goes because he's compassionate for his father.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I will come tomorrow and bring him back. And then he brought my son back that evening, actually, with his clothes, with everything. And I saw my son was kind of crushed, and he went to sleep and started crying. And I say, why are you crying? Because you are not going or what? He said, no, because he told me that we should cut this relation, like the relation father to son.
Cut it.
Cut it. Finish the relation.
He doesn't want a relationship with his father?
Yeah, he told, no. My ex-husband told him that they, if he doesn't like so much to go with him, then they should finish the relation.
Oh, that was cruel, huh?
Yeah, it was very cruel. And, I saw even next day he wasn't very good. He's good now, but I know I need to work on that. I'm not getting back to my husband yet. I don't know, my ex-husband. First, I want to, with Victor, I just want to know what can, I talked to him and I saw parents and kids is unconditional love and you need to love and accept and this is his limitation. But I don't know, I don't want such a, what this pain can cause in his body or shield.
Okay, so, let's go into this with him. So when we have a rejection from a parent, just so I understand, his father said, we're going to have to cut this relationship if you...
Yeah, but this is how he's doing when he's nervous, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't heal this 12 years. This is his temper.
He likes to reject before he's rejected. He tries too hard when, you know, he could have just done something simple with the son, you know. And so let's go into the son, though, because that's, you know, now that you're divorced, it's not your thing to deal with your ex-husband. He's going to have to handle his own things. But the son, we want to build the self-esteem. We want to go in and so let's start with you, the part of you that is very concerned. So let's love these parts. Can you go ahead and open your heart and love these parts? They're very concerned, sad, disappointed, and blocked. There's a part of you blocked to the deeper pain here of your own rejection. So everyone's rejecting other people before they get rejected as part of this. And it can come off as quite cruel, especially from a parent. So now keep loving these parts. You're going to be integrating some things. Take a deep breath. right, I'm going to go to your son, and I'm going to put him in an infinity loop, one of our tools that we use. So you're in one side of an infinity loop, and your son is in the other. So there's a certain strength that your son's going to get from this. But for him to get to it, it's going to be a love from not a feeling sorry, not a sympathy, but just purely love this kid. Just get your highest level of love to go to him. And that is the challenge for you, because it's easy to just feel sorry for the situation, feel guilty, wish there was something more you could do. So just keep loving that part. Your son has the opportunity to really get, in a very early age, a lot of information about men, fatherhood, and who he wants to be and choices that he has. So I'm going to help him out here. Are there other men in your son's life?
Yes, it's my brother and it's his teacher from the school. He has only one male teacher.
Good. So he does need the attention of other men that he can have some fun with and who recognize him. So part of this is like a recognition that your son needs to feel from another man. So do you feel good about your brother being around him or?
Oh, yes, very good.
Okay. So that he needs some happiness and some fun activity, something fun with your brother. If he can get that, it's not a substitute for the father, but it will still help nourish that part of him that is wanting nourishment, that needs a certain type of nourishment. Does that make sense?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, good. So there is like a nourishment he's missing, and that when I use that word and I energetically give it to him, he feels that's what he needs, like a nourishing, male, fun, creative energy. And wherever he can get that, you know, that's safe, of course. You'll want to go ahead and give it to him. Now, this, I'm going to strengthen him to his karmic rejection patterns. And the part of him that's wondering if he's really enough himself, which can be very confusing for a young man. A little bit longer here. Okay. It was a pleasure. Thank you for calling today. It was nice to hear your voice.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, area code. I'm sorry, I'm looking for it. 917? Hello? Area code 917? Okay, hang on, we're going to have to move on here. Okay, 917, are you there?
Sherry.
Hey, there you are. How are you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's so weird, because I heard all these other sounds when you were taking the other call that wasn't from this phone. That's so strange.
I know. There is some
line. It was someone getting out of their car.
I know, a different line. It was stuck open. Anyway, that's all right. So
okay,
how are you?
So so much. Oh my goodness. I feel like I've been through so much the last couple weeks, just so emotional, and I've been dealing with trying to get settled and bring all of my things that are scattered across the country, like in Boston and New York, and bringing them all here to Arizona, just mm-hmm. to feel, you know, where I think my energy is just scattered with those belongings and things like that. So I have a lot of traumas with movers and past things, so it's
yeah.
scary to mm-hmm. do that. So that's brought up a lot of, like, trauma with that ex-boyfriend, David, who was, like, so many years ago. But then I started calling Stephen David, and after thinking of all the trauma of that, you know, and I was like, what am I doing? This is just, you know, crazy thing. And then Stephen has been so loving. Like, he's really, the relationship really sort of transformed, and there was so much love, and he was being so emotionally supportive and loving and things like that. And, but then I felt, and we took it to, like, a more intimate level. Like, I'd been waiting till we were married or whatever, mm-hmm. we're not married, but it's been like 4.5 months now. And that, like, strengthened the relationship a lot. But then it was always this not allowing myself to let go, and, or neither of us were allowing ourselves to let go because we didn't want to create a child right now. And he said he's open to a child in the future, and we talk about marriage. But I think I felt underneath that he was hoping that it wouldn't happen in terms of, I mean, we were both making sure it wouldn't happen now, but in terms of the future, like, I really want someone who wants a family and wants to be a father. And I think he would rather just it be us, you know,
yeah.
me and him. And he's open. He says he's open to divine will if that was what was going to happen. But I sensed it, and it would cause me to, like, really contract. Like, you know, one minute it would just be so loving and wonderful, and then I would, like, try to find something wrong, you know, or try to find something to get in a fight about or something like that. And I just want to be with someone that wants a family and wants the same future. And so it's hard because I love him so much and there is so much love there. But then I just feel like some part of me feels guarded, because if he doesn't really want a family, isn't it better for me to meet someone who does? You know,
well, there's a lot of truth to that. And let me just kind of go into this deeper, because it's part of a little bit of our teaching for today. And that is that, you know, we have, if divine will means that, you know, Big Daddy in the sky drops a child by stork on your doorstep and you'll accept that, that's very different than knowing in your very core that this is right for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And starting a family is a really big deal. And, you know, you'll just have to kind of decide where that is for you. Are you willing to be with him if he doesn't want a family? And he's just sort
no.
of going along, right?
Right.
Because these
right,
are choices
realized.
For you to make more than him to make. And then when you know for sure how you feel about it, you know, how, then you're just going to have to speak your truth and see if he comes to that same thing. Just,
you know,
that's
I
just
did,
my
I
personal
think.
My
yeah.
personal opinion with this, just from talking to thousands and thousands of people over the years. It's like, you know, people, and if you're probably listening to the other caller, people who have children who didn't really feel in their bones they wanted them,
mm-hmm.
it may not be the kind of experience that you want.
Yeah, and I know once, if we did, he would be an amazing father, and, like, he's so loving, and he would accept it, but he is older, and, you know, I think he doesn't have himself established with his art and things financially, so he doesn't have that feeling of just, like, you know, he said if we were to bring a child in the world, he would want to have more financial security and things like that, so
right.
I basically broke up with him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we had this big talk, and I was just like, I need someone that wants to have a family as much as I do, because it's making me so conflicted. You know, it's making me want to expand my love and then contract my love and then, you know, protect myself. So it's like, it's so hard. And I don't know whether he just needs, or I don't want to change his mind, or, you know, I mean, he says
right.
he's open to it and things, but it's a different thing being open to it than really wanting it. And I feel like I need to just, you know, put my focus on healing my own issues, and if I have any blocks to having a family and finding the right person to
someone keeps saying that I'm going to meet someone that's 38 who's younger than me, but I'm not really sure how I'd meet someone. I'm in the middle of nowhere in Arizona.
So let's go to this David thing, okay? So you're on a different part of the spiral, too. So you're bringing in experiences of another relationship. So let's just go ahead and strengthen something there. So let's go into what was going on. So I know you had some heartache with David. Tell me how it's the same.
He was horrible and abusive. Oh, how it's the same? No, just that Stephen and I were trying to send him love when I was trying to get some of my things back. So, like, it brought David into the energy because Stephen and I were trying to do this, you know, he was helping me through the storage, and Stephen's all about love. And, you know, I just said, okay, we'll send David love. And then I read some traumatic emails or something from him in the past, and Stephen was saying it's good to let go of those, which is probably true. All the emails and things like that. And I still have all that trauma on my email.
But let's go into the part that feels the trauma. So what you're getting is the other things you haven't loved through.
Okay.
And when you shift, it gives other people an option to shift, right? So let's go into the part that feel the trauma over traumatic emails. And I mean, I'm feeling like holding in your breath. I'm feeling a tightness. So let's love all those parts in there. Shock. You feel that shock?
Mm-hmm.
Love through that. Just love the part that feels shocked. Okay, just ground this deeply into the original energy that we worked on today. Just let everything fall deep. Okay, good. How are you feeling about those emails now?
Better.
Good.
Do you think that I have fears of how, I mean, do you think, I don't know, is there a way to disconnect us? Because if I see him, all that love comes back, you know, and then it's hard. But I feel like right now I just need to be on my own and get myself organized and meet other friends and things like that. But it's just, it's hard to like, am I going to be able to meet someone else if I still have a friendship with him? Or is it, you know, it feels hard because some ways I feel like I can't fall in love with anyone else and I can't be attracted to someone else. But then that's setting myself up for... Not,
right.
Like,
well, you got a lot of things going on. So first of all, am I setting myself up if I'm still friends with him? Am I hanging on and hoping? And then also, if you cut things really before you're ready to cut things, then, you know, sometimes there's something you haven't quite finished. So you're going to have to get your timing thing from your deep gut and your grounded state. So just like I was telling Colleen earlier, just go deep, deep, Kate, into that core or below your belly button and just from there, that's where you want to feel that sense of what's the next thing, what's right for me today. And I find that when I'm in a deep turmoil and shift, it's a day-to-day thing. What's right for me today? Do I send this email? Do I unpack this box? Do I make a call? Do I go meet somebody, you know, new in the grocery store or a mixer or something, whatever you do. And you have that. That's what you do. You just kind of go into that deeper alignment because life is always moving us closer to our core. And it's doing that by adding more chaos that will send us back or adding more harmony that gets us more connected. And we get to choose sometimes which way we're going to get there. But all choices will lead home. But that is your most profoundly efficient way to get what you want. And that's to go into your core and ask what's right for me today. And that's all you have to know. You don't have to have a big plan. And you don't want to hold on to a 38-year-old because what if it's a 39-year-old?
I know.
Predictions like that work for certain people in certain times. But the most important thing is to love the part of you that's afraid there won't be other options. Mm-hmm. So just keep loving, loving, loving those parts that are afraid that there's nothing else out there for you.
And is there any part of the sabotage that's still happening with him?
Well,
like,
yeah.
Feeling scared of love, like, because I'm not used to love with my father and things like that. And there's so much love, and I push it away. Like, I don't know.
You know, you're going to know more about that, but because you bring it up so that you go to that part of yourself that pushed love away and love that part.
Mm-hmm.
And when you love that thoroughly, you'll know your answer. You'll know whether, am I pushing, this is this my pattern, or do I really want children and want a committed father? You know, and you'll get to know that better.
So you can't help see any, help with any of these sabotage things that I'm doing.
What are you doing that's sabotaging you?
Like if it's beautiful and loving, then I feel like I find something to get in a fight about. Like I'll, you know, just silly things and go into my mind instead of just letting myself be in my heart.
Okay. But what is the sabotage? The sabotage is the act. So what do you think
you're
creating a... Okay. So what you're saying, I think this is what you're saying, is I want to, if I'm going to end a relationship, I want to just do it lovingly rather than having a fight.
No,
this
was before I even thought about ending it or anything like that. Like, I feel like part of the ending of it might be sabotage. That's why I was wondering if you could just look in the energetically, you know, if it's something where it's loving and beautiful. And I just, there, you know, I think I have a problem with trust and with, I keep thinking he's going to change like David did or like other
mm-hmm.
people did. And, oh, he's not going to be this loving. And like, he gets more and more loving and sweet every day. And I'm like, well, aren't you going to change if we get married? So it's like I have this fear that he's just going to change. And that's the childhood kind of hurt that I just wanted to see if we could clear.
Okay, so I'm not actually feeling a lot of that in this conversation, but this
okay.
is how you get to it. You go to that, because I've had conversations with you before, and this isn't showing up, but this is how you dig into it should you decide. Let's do that now. Go into the part that expected people to turn on you and the very definition of love to not be enough because they didn't know how to love. I can tell you this, when someone loves you really well, it assists you in bringing up your stuff. That's not necessarily sabotage. That's part of the design of love. Bring
really?
It up and allow things, yes. So keep
okay.
loving that part.
Okay.
Have you
Did
ever
I
had
think-
the experience where you're loved so much that you just can't stand it? Yeah, that's a part that doesn't know how and can't, will not accept because it doesn't trust. So go to that part and love it. And when you do, there's some there, but there's not a deep black hole.
Okay.
So keep loving that part.
Because a lot of times when he says, I love you, and so I'm like, don't say that, and don't, you know, like I push it away. And I don't know whether that was I already knew on a deeper level that he didn't want children. And it could be just that,
yes,
you know, until he gets
I'm gonna say yes to that. I didn't say that earlier, but that is part of how you got your information.
What
and
mean?
Then so the you're starting to push away because you're seeing a disconnect between the child part, which is an essential part of what you said you wanted.
Okay, so it wasn't so much sabotage and all this messed up mind stuff getting in the way. I saw it earlier than I realized it. I mean,
and that's generally how it happens. But so
mm-hmm.
now you know that part that pushes away, the part that pushes away love. So go ahead and go back into the part of yourself that loves yourself, which you've made a lot of progress on. So keep loving that part that loves yourself and just be love.
And that will be a good, like I was trying to do that earlier, like I was having the worst period cramps and I was remembering how if I had my period, Stephen would say, oh, you need lots of love today and you need more love and things like that. And so I was missing him and I was like, no, I need to put that love to myself and just think
yeah.
of that, you know, coming from myself that I don't need, you know, I shouldn't
yeah.
miss him from that. So
yeah, in many ways, he's helped to reparent you and teaching you how to really get in there and those little steps that got missed. So keep loving your, keep loving that part. Keep loving the part that needs the extra. And you're making great progress, you know, you really are.
Can I trust myself when I think, oh, I want to see him and give him a hug? Or is that like sort of a part that's like a sabotage or ego or something that will mess me up, you know?
Yeah. Don't you love the part that wants to hug him?
Oh, okay.
Love that part. And then that will tell you what the next step is. So I know I'm not giving you all the answers that you want because I want you to get real, because you're really on a precipice of getting so much more. So take that step and love right now that part that wants to hug him and tell me what's under it when you get to the love on the other side.
Okay.
The part that wants to reach out for love. Love that part.
It feels all emotional.
Okay, good. So keep loving that part. What's, tell me about those emotions.
Like feeling like so much fear and just like emptiness and stuff.
Okay, so let's keep loving this part that feels empty.
It confuses me, so it's hard kind of.
Okay, that's fine. Let's love the part that feels confused.
And by loving it, I just like send love to that, or it's a little hard, I think.
Embrace. Just hold love. So we go to the heart and we stream unconditional love and we invite in the part. So this is you acting in your highest self. Invite in the part of yourself that's feeling the confusion, that's feeling the emotion, that feels the fear.
And I see that part as more like a child's age, or do you think it's...
That's fine. Keep loving the part in the child's age. How old is the child?
I think maybe just different ages where it was always...
Several?
Where there wasn't love. Yeah.
Okay. What a beautiful opportunity to love this child. And if you want to be a parent, this is... beautiful work to do before. Mm-hmm. So keep loving these unloved child parts that have emptiness. Age 2. Age 8. Age 12. You have any other ages in there? They're starting to synthesize. How are you feeling now?
Better, more calm and more less.
Okay. All right. So when things come up, you want to love that part.
Okay.
And so this is how you kind of teach yourself to go into your deepest part and how you self-regulate, how you're able to get the energy to be exactly the way you need it to be by loving what comes up, what's next. The part that doesn't know and the part that feels confused. And everything, like we said in the beginning, the call always goes back to love. Just love. We're going to have the courage to go all the way through to the other side.
Okay.
Thank you
so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to take another caller. 805.
Oh, sorry. That's Vicky. It's Vicky. Thank you.
Hey, Vicky.
Hey. Hey, this is a great call. I just adore it. I thought maybe after listening to a couple of the callers and my relating with my neck and shoulder, chronic pain, perhaps we could get to other layers. I always focus on my petite, but I really, this is a chronic thing. I would love to perhaps shift this.
The chronic pain?
It's tension. It's pain in the neck and the shoulders, the sacrum too, but right now I'm focused a lot on the neck.
All right, so the first thing we're going to do is run energy up and down your spinal cord I'm going to go into the cerebral spinal fluid and all the places where it's not flowing as easily, kind of put it back into a still point. And this actually is very much like the early part of the call. I didn't talk about it in terms of still point, but is exactly the same thing that we do in body work with cranial sacral work. It's the same thing that we do in kind of advanced meditation sorts of things. So here we go. We're going to just find the places where the flow is stopped. We'll do this for anyone who wants it. Just say yes. So I'm working on all the bones of the cranium, all the way down to the sacrum, the tailbone, the coccyx. What is your pain level?
Let's see. I would say about a six.
Six right now?
Yeah, in both the neck, sacrum maybe seven.
Okay, let's go with the one that feels the worst, which is seven in the sacrum. Feels more like a five in the way I'm reading it, so five. And when you say the word pain, what is the sensation?
In the sacrum, it's a real tightness and pulling. In the neck, it's more of a squash down, like my head is squished down under the rest of me.
Okay, so tight. So let's stick with the sacrum. It's tight and what?
Okay, it's tight, it's constrict, it's pulling.
Pulling. So let's go into all the sensations you've ever experienced with tightness and love those parts. And pulling, being pulled out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled in different directions.
Pulled off course.
Of course. Tempted. Being put in positions you don't like. So all the times that have happened in the pulling, the tightness, I'm going to go 100,000, 50, delete, reset. Let's go. Okay, let's look at this. What's your pain level in your sacrum now?
Four.
Okay. I'm going to strengthen your perception to no pain. No sensation. So when you do this work, I want you to kind of set aside, so pain has like a value, like a number we can put on it, but usually break it down into sensations. And keep loving those sensations.
Right.
And sometimes that's a faster way to go through it. So I'm going to go to your neck. So what's going on in your neck now? Compression?
Yes, compression, yes.
Okay, so let's go into a lengthening. Neck to cranium, cranium to neck. And I'm going to strengthen it to your spleen. And the meninges. Okay, so when you think of the word love, you often think of we're all in it together in a unified field, and you're bringing in more human, painful experiences. Let's elevate how you think of love. Let's do that now.
Yes.
And allow that to flow down your spinal cord. We'll bring in a little phoenix light for you. strengthening your cervical area to your thoracic area. Okay. What's your pain level now?
It's better. I was thinking when you were talking about the human love, I was thinking about the word burdens, carrying burdens of others.
Yeah, yeah, like a loving thing. So this is really old teaching passed down from our parents, religious things. So let's lift up the part of you that feels the need to carry burdens. So many of us carry this Christ consciousness, carry the, you know, the cross. Carry the cross. We don't have to carry the cross, really. That was so last millennium. You know, we're in a different place now where we can really, really let something much higher, more eloquent be there. Moving this. Okay, that feels much lighter. How are you feeling?
Yes, it does. It feels better. Good. I feel energy moving. Yeah. Heat. Yes.
Thank good. You. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, 412, are you there?
412, yeah?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Val.
Hi, Val. How
oh,
are you?
Happy.
Happy.
I'm calling from Europe. Listen, I'm losing my hair, and I have such palpitations too with the heart. So I guess it's connected. And
this is happening
you know,
now. The palpitations.
No, it has been since 1 year. And it has nothing to do with hormones or things like that because I went to the doctor and they just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
For the heart, it's since my first son was born. And since then, when I feel, when I'm in trouble or having, you know, difficulties, it's where I'm a bit suffering. It's expressed. Yeah, my concerns are expressed. Yeah, and the heart. So it's
your
I have
concerns
no heart
for your son.
Yeah, when my son was born, you know, he's 19 years old now. But since then, I had no heart condition, nothing. And since then, I have some trouble with the heart. And it's bothering me because when I'm really stressed out, I have the tendency to, you know, palpitation is like. It's like a crazy bird in the chest.
Right. Let's go into that crazy burning in the chest. But it's not happening now, so we'll see if we can.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
Oh,
yeah.
It is? Okay, good.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's the crazy in the chest. Let's go for. So I'm feeling like a dysregulation in the giving and the receiving, which can happen in motherhood. Because,
yeah.
You know, right? So let's go into getting you back to the right pattern. Loving yourself, extra for others. Because if you don't have an infant child, you know, we can take a step back and love ourselves. Mm. All right. Strengthening the heart to the central nervous system, and then back the central nervous system to the heart, which seems a little out of sorts. So I'm working on that communication from the core to the heart. And then for you and everybody, this is actually like good because I was going to end the call with this. We're going to go the in and out, the breath of the heart. So I want you to let your attention go deep in your body. To your belly button and then kind of feel the heart go in and out with the beat. And I want to separate your beat of the heart with other people that you loved or cared for so they can carry their own beat and you carry your own rhythm.
Okay.
Get into your own rhythm. and all the emotions of that time, the, you know, the panic, the concern, the overcaring, the not enough sleep, all of that that happens within the heart. Moving that through all the quantum field and out. It's almost like the umbilical cord that we set up for another to support them. We want to return all of that to our core. So we're back into taking care of ourselves, and you can have an adult relationship with your son if he's 19. Good. All right. So it feels like there's, I'm going to work on your hair. For anybody else who wants it, I'll do a little, a few adjustments for hair. We'll see how we get with that. So stress hormone, delete from the hair, testosterone, delete from the hair follicles. We'll go into bacteria within the hair follicles, all of the messages to lose hair, and all the time, spaces, and dimensions you've ever been freaked out about losing your hair, or someone else being freaked out for you, or you're scared other people are losing it. Let's delete all that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, everyone.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thank
you're
you
welcome,
very
Val.
Much.
Okay.
Bye, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so everyone, I'd like you to take a deep breath. I'm going to go and just go ahead and open your heart. And I'd like, let's go ahead and integrate all the parts that are ready to integrate for that core for you right now. Let's go ahead and bring those in. Inviting any aspect of yourself or your consciousness that's ready to reintegrate, which means going back to the still point, which means going back to zero, so you're back in creation and you can begin again. So old patterns can go away. And this is a good thing to do every night. All the patterns that you repeated during the day or that began during the day, go ahead and bring those back. It'll give you more energy for the next day. Good. Going to do an alignment with the equanimity and the heart and the Dantian area. Very nice, everyone. Okay, thank you all for participating. Let's all say goodbye, and we'll see you next weekend. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, Sherry.
Bye, Sherry. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Aloha.
Thank you, Sherry. Bye.
Bye.